Welcome to today's podcast on the latest advancements in computer vision and graphics. We're discussing a paper titled MGRIT, Manipulative and Generative 3D Realization from Image, Top View, and Text, which presents a novel method for generating 3D scenes under user-specified conditions. This is particularly relevant for applications in virtual and augmented reality, digital twins, and the metaverse. The paper addresses the challenge of generating 3D scenes from partial images, layout information, and text prompts. Traditional methods struggle with limited control conditions, making it difficult to generate 3D scenes that match the desired appearance and context. The authors propose a solution that overcomes the need to create large datasets, the interaction of multimodal conditions, and the domain dependence of layout representations. The methodology involves four key steps: converting partial images and layouts into a common equirectangular projection, ERP format, generating a 360-degree RGB image, estimating fine depth from coarse depth and the generated RGB, and training a neural radiance field model from the 360-degree RGBD image. For the 360-degree RGB generation, the authors use a pre-trained text-to-image model called Stable Diffusion, which they fine-tune with a small dataset. They introduce a technique called condition dropout to improve generalization to other combinations of conditions. For depth estimation, they propose two methods: end-to-end estimation using a U-Net architecture with a self-attention mechanism, and depth integration using monocular depth estimation methods. The authors created datasets for both indoor and outdoor scenes. For indoor scenes, they modified an existing structured 3D dataset and used the Matterport 3D dataset as an auxiliary dataset. For outdoor scenes, they used the SceneDreamer dataset and Sun 360 dataset. The experimental results show that the proposed method can generate 3D scenes with controlled appearance, geometry, and overall context based on input information. The method performs well in both qualitative and quantitative evaluations, generating consistent and plausible scenes from indoor to outdoor by simply replacing the converters. In conclusion, the paper presents a significant step towards generating 3D scenes from limited input conditions. The authors acknowledge some limitations, such as the difficulty in specifying regions where objects do not exist, and the challenge of synthesizing plausible views when generating 3D scenes from 360-degree RGBD images with large missing regions. They hope these limitations will be addressed in future studies. That's all for today's episode. Stay tuned for more insights into cutting-edge research in computer vision and graphics. Thank you for listening.